Well, down at the corner grocery store, there's not a lot of fresh produce. And in Los Angeles, they think that all those corner grocery stores is what's contributing, at least, to the obesity problem there. The LA City Council is considering a proposal that would ban any new corner stores in South Los Angeles, and it's not making convenience store owners like Joe Bezerra very happy.
I think this is it's ridiculous what they are trying to do. The government always tries to do things on the wrong way. If they want to do anything to help the obese people, they should make a campaign on education. Teach them how to eat and drink accordingly.
Does a campaign of education actually help? We're going to talk more about a study that said that convenience stores could contribute to childhood obesity. The co-author was Dr. Deborah Cohen. She's a senior national scientist at RAND Corporation. It's a research nonprofit and co-author of a public health obesity study out in the journal Health Affairs last week. That's what's caused these proposals from the LA City Council. We're also joined by two other guests, Lark Galloway-Gilliam, an executive director of Community Health Councils, and Jeff Lennard, spokesman for the National Association of Convenience Stores. Good morning to you all.
Good morning.
So,
good morning.
Deborah, let's start with you. Your study basically shows that people consume more calories, I guess, from convenience stores than they do at, say, McDonald's or Taco Bell. But you don't suggest in your report that the convenience stores actually be closed. Why not?
First of all, the reason why we have this obesity epidemic in general is that people are just have easy access to too much food with, you know, too high calories and too few nutrients. And, you know, food is available in so many places. It's not just fast food restaurants and convenience stores, but also businesses that, you know, their main businesses in food are also selling food, like bookstores, hardware stores. There's also, you know, billboards and posters, and there's just so many cues to eat that actually artificially stimulate people to feel hungry. And that's the problem, is that, you know, we just have too many food cues that make us hungry and make us eat too much. People were designed to overeat.
That's not a very good takeaway there. Lark Galloway-Gilliam, you're the executive director of Community Health Councils. So in many of these lower income areas, especially urban areas, they can't get grocery stores to come in. So I'm wondering, why should we close convenience stores when in many places that's the only access to groceries that people have?
Exactly. Well, I don't think that the proposal that the city council is looking at attempts to close convenience stores. It really is about being more strategic about where we allow these stores to be placed in the future. It doesn't impact any of the current stores. It's about saying, how many do we need, and can we use that land more strategically to actually try to begin to a campaign to bring grocery stores in and to make sure that there's not a convenience store or a fast food outlet on every corner where we find a school, for example. So it's really not about closing stores as thinking about more strategically where we allow them to be located.
But can we bring the grocery stores with fresh produce and delis? Can we bring those into these areas where they've been resistant to building facilities before?
I think so. We've seen the Tesco Fresh and Easy store now starting to come into these areas. We see smaller independent chains. I think what's incumbent upon our elected officials is to be more aggressive about recruiting those stores into these communities.
So, Jeff Lennard, you're the spokesperson for the National Association of Convenience Stores. Convenience stores are kind of getting painted as the bad guys here. But if convenience stores offered fresh produce, would people buy them at a corner store?
That's the big question, and I apologize. I'm not in a dentist's office. They decided to work right outside my office right now. but, yeah, Tesco's nice Fresh and Easy is a good example. They lost over $200 million last year. They're looking at long-term, but they have the deep pockets to do that. And the corner store with one store may not have those options. And you really need to deliver what people will buy today, not what you hope they'll buy tomorrow. That's the big challenge in all this.
Are you concerned, though, about this new research showing that convenience stores are actually contributing to childhood obesity?
I think anybody should be concerned that childhood obesity is a problem now. I think the report also cited TV as a big example. That's not to deflect away from the problem, but in some of the more metro areas, they rely on the corner store. They aren't able to go to, you know, the big box and buy the five gallons of mayonnaise or whatever. They buy food there every day. And I think looking at the numbers, the metrics, the density is about 50 stores per 100,000 people. That's really about the density nationwide. When you look at West LA, it's much less because they probably do have those big box options. So the convenience store model works in Japan. There's not obesity there. It's obviously a bigger problem than just the stores, but the stores certainly want to be part of the solution.
So, Deborah Cohen, in your research, you talk about stopping the appeal of the foods that they'd get, say, Ruffles or Slim Jims that you get at, say, a corner store, and not stopping the places that sell them. We've seen other big health initiatives, like trying to get people to stop smoking. Have we learned anything from, say, these past health initiatives that might help us in battling obesity?
Yeah, I think the tobacco campaigns were a really great example of the direction that we need to go in for controlling obesity. In tobacco, they had a lot of counter-advertising messages which pointed out, how tobacco was bad and, the negative consequences of tobacco. And we need those campaigns against the kinds of foods that are associated with obesity, like sugar-sweetened beverages, cookies, candies, sweetened baked goods, but especially sugar-sweetened beverages. And I think the convenience stores are really an example of one of the problems. You know, if you want a drink, you can only get extra-large sizes in convenience stores, something that's a drink that's like 300-400 calories. So, having a counter message at the time people might be making a decision can help them make a wiser decision. Otherwise, people are automatically going to be more likely to choose something high in sugar and fat, which is, we're designed to respond to those ingredients in a much stronger way.
Okay, so quickly, Lark Galloway-Gilliam, you're the executive director of Community Health Councils. Are not the residents of these areas who feel like they are underserved by grocery stores, if you limit the number of convenience stores that come in, will they not be unhappy?
I don't think so, because, I think you have to go in and look at what's available in the convenience stores. Typically, that's not where people are going to get all of their food needs. Clearly, it's a place that provides some ready access to household supplies and the big gulps and the like. But there's still a tremendous need in our community for places where you can get fresh meat and fresh vegetables. And so I think if we can offer that, I think we'll have a much healthier and happier community.
Okay, that's Lark Galloway-Gilliam, Executive Director of Community Health Councils. We also spoke with Jeff Leonard, spokesperson for the National Association of Convenience Stores, and Dr. Deborah Cohen, Senior National Scientist at the RAND Corporation. She was the co-author of that public health obesity study that's causing the LA City Council to try and limit convenience stores there.